Okay, I have a confession to make. When I would hear people say that thing, it's not the destination, but the journey, I always thought, yeah, that's what people say that don't win gold medals. Because what the hell you mean it's not the destination? Winning, it's all about winning. We even gave our book that title, Winning on the Ground. And yet Jim's always saying, no, it's not just that. He says he's always believed that his whole life, that it's not just the destination, it's the journey. And now I'm starting to think that more and more. And I was thinking about it, especially during these Olympics, when I saw people in a number of different sports that I thought got unfairly judged, and they should have gone on to a final, they should have got a medal, and they didn't. And someone I know said to me today about a young woman who had perhaps got unfairly judged in her sport, that, you know, that's going to haunt her the rest of her life. And I said, you know what? I've learned this being an old person. The rest of your life is a very long time. And sometimes, with judo in particular, I get frustrated and I look at it and I think, why does anybody even bother with this stupid sport? I mean, the refereeing can be so arbitrary. The players don't get enough support. And, you know, what a waste of time. But if I'm honest about it, when I look at my life, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I wouldn't be where I am now if I hadn't been involved in sports. I'd probably be in the women's prison somewhere. That being in sports, it not only taught me discipline, it kept me off drugs because they had random drug testing, and plus I was in the gym. You know, you can't be doing drugs at the same time you're working out. So a lot of my time I was either in class or at practice or exhausted from practice. So I know that, you know, being in sports kept me out of a lot of things. It put me in contact with adults who took an interest in me. So yes, winning was great, but through that journey, I met a lot of people and learned a lot of things and learned to face down fears and accomplished a lot. And I think that's true of everybody who's in every sport. And then when you're done competing, I used to think that all these old people, you know, people probably 10 or 20 years younger than I am now, that they just put a good face on it. That, yeah, they must really be depressed because they can't compete anymore. And yeah, it would be nice to be in the physical condition I used to be and be able to compete. But there's so many other things in life that I've gotten to do, to be married, to have kids, to have a career, to teach college, to start a business. And for everybody, after you finish competing, there's 1,000 other possibilities. So I think it is true that it's the journey. And now when I look at a lot of people who are old like me, even older, it's like some really brilliant person once said, you never read the obituaries and it says, Sam Jones died today. He was in 485th place. Once you're done competing, the rest of your life is about whatever you choose. It's not the judge's choice, it's your choice. So if you decide, I want to focus on my family and value them more than anything and stay home and have 13 children, then that's what you do. And hopefully you and your 13 children and very tired spouse are all happy about that. If you decide that you want to get an MD and become a neurosurgeon, that's what you do. Or if you just decide that you want to teach school and at the end of each day come home and eat dinner and sit down and watch the news, that's what you do. And the really great thing is that everybody chooses their own journey. You may want to have the biggest house and the flashiest car, or you might want to travel around the world, or you might want to just take it easy and work your 8 hours a day and come home and sit in front of the TV and drink beer. And you know what? That's all right. Because after you quit competing, nobody ever gets to judge you again. And whatever journey you pick, hopefully the sports that you've been in help to make you better at that along the line and help to make you accept the inevitable defeat when you don't get what you want. And as my friend Kenji Asugi always says, to win with grace and lose with dignity. So it really is the journey. I guess I was wrong. Don't tell Jimmy I said that.